The second major snowstorm in a week dumped up to another foot of snow on Kansas City.
This is a really heavy, wet snow. Real different than the storm that we had last week.
Kevin Tiemann of the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Downed power lines left 98,000 KCP&L customers without power. Roofs sagged and some collapsed. And with Tuesday primaries in Johnson and Wyandotte counties, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach explained,
Kansas law is very clear that we cannot change the date of an election. However, there are emergency balloting procedures that are available to us.
Early voting was extended. Polls were consolidated. Few voters showed up. Among the races, Mark Holland and Ann Murguia won the rights to face off in the general for Wyandotte County Unified Government Mayor. Governor Sam Brownback got his way. The Kansas Supreme Court late Friday ordered a stay on a lower court order that the state has to increase public school funding and ordered mediation for the funding lawsuit. The Kansas House had already endorsed more power for the governor in selecting appellate judges, and the Senate a constitutional amendment to do the same thing with state Supreme Court justices. Olathe Representative Lance Kinzer said,
a process that ensures some measure of democratic accountability is crucial in promoting confidence in and respect for the rule of law.
Fellow Republican Stephen Becker disagreed.
We cannot have the law change with the political wind. Instead, we need to insulate and protect the court and the judiciary from the winds of change.
The Kansas Senate endorsed probable cause drug testing for welfare and unemployment benefit recipients. Two Missouri House committees said no to expanding Medicaid, and House Republicans proposed their alternative. It would cover more lower-income adults, but fewer people overall, including, sponsor Jay Barnes said, 44,000 fewer children.
Those children have families with incomes sufficient to afford private health insurance.
The Missouri House passed a bill narrowing the state's definition of workplace discrimination, and the Senate passed one reining in some tax credits, but House Speaker Tim Jones said he didn't care much for that.
I don't understand the argument as to why giving someone a tax credit and lowering their tax burden is bad.
The owner of the Plaza restaurant destroyed by a gas explosion last week announced that a trust fund had been set up for injured, jobless, and traumatized staff. Meanwhile, Assistant City Manager Pat Klein said the contractor that broke the gas line didn't have a permit to dig.
Had they applied?
No, not before the accident.
Heartland Midwest said they faxed in the permit application, but the city never responded. Sentiment at a North Kansas City town hall meeting was so overwhelmingly against selling the city's hospital that State Representative Jay Swearingen commented,
I think this is a fairly one-sided audience.
And State Senator Ryan Silvey proposed legislation to remove the hospital from city control. The same day, the council said it would appoint new hospital board members more amenable to the idea of selling. This is KCUR.